Now we find that Asa made war against Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. It's continual civil war. Now we're told that Asa did other things. He had to appease a kingdom rising in the north, now that was becoming dominant, and that was Syria. And he sent to Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, certain of the gold and silver in order to appease him. This was to keep him from invading his kingdom. And he made a league with him, which I think could be said to be the one thing he did that was wrong. And we're told that in verse 22, then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah. None was exempted, and they took away the stones of Ramah, the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had built it, and King Asa built with them Geba, Benjamin, and Mizpah. This is all for protection, of course. Now all the rest of the acts of Asa, and all his might, and all that he did, and the cities which he built, why, they are written in the book of Chronicles. And then we're told Asa slept with his father, buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead. And by the way, Jehoshaphat is another good king, as we shall see. Now we come back to the son of Jeroboam, and he reigned over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah. He reigned over Israel 2 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father and in his sin, wherewith he made Israel to sin. And we find that there was a great deal of intrigue in the northern kingdom. And we're told that Baasha, the son of Ahijah of the house of Issachar, conspired against him. And Baasha smote him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. And then he became king. And then you would think that maybe along the line somewhere that there would be peace, but there was not. There was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. This was continual civil war, which depleted the energy and the resources of both of the kingdoms and made them subject to the powers that were round about them, and they were invaded again and again by Egypt in the south, by Syria, and then finally Assyria in the north.